Lopez and his band. Vasopressin. It helps regulate the circadian rhythm. It's released by the retina. And what these researchers are finding is that altering the vasopressin signaling pathway may one day lead to the manufacture of eye drops that could offset the effects of jet lag. But again, now, we've already said treatments are not in play yet, and even something like this is far from becoming a reality. So is there anything that we can do to beat jet lag? Can we treat it without drugs? Well, Sean Youngstead from the College of Nursing and Health Innovation, as well as the College of Health Solutions at the great Arizona State University in Phoenix, and his colleagues were asking themselves some of those same questions. Their research found that exercise may counter the negative effects of circadian rhythm disruption. Youngstead and his colleagues examined the effects of exercise on 51, quote-unquote, aerobically fit participants. These participants ranged in age from 59 to 75. 48 study participants ranged in age from 18 to 30. The researchers measured the participants' circadian rhythms and how exercise affected them for 5.5 days. Specifically, the 99 volunteers all did 1 hour of moderate treadmill exercise for 3 consecutive days at 1 of 8 different times during the day or night. The scientists determined the participants' baseline body clock by analyzing their urine samples and determining their levels of melatonin. The body actually releases melatonin in different amounts at different times of the day. The hormone peaks in the evening. It drops in the morning. By taking samples from the volunteers every 90 minutes, the researchers identified the precise time when their melatonin rose and fell throughout the day. This is what they found. Exercising at 7 a.m. or between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Let me get that to you again. Exercising at 7 a.m. or between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. shifted the circadian rhythm to an earlier time. While engaging in exercise between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. pushed the body clock back. And they noticed that age and sex did not affect these results. Neither age nor sex affected the results. If the person exercised at 7 a.m. or if they exercised between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., their circadian rhythm was shifted to an earlier time. If they exercised between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m., it pushed the body clock back. On the other hand, exercising between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m. or at 10 a.m. didn't affect the melatonin levels at all. So here's the thing. The study authors cautioned that because the participants had higher fitness levels than the general population, the results may not extend to people who are less fit. Now, what about that? Do you think that that's something that you need to consider? And of course, timing is everything, right? And so, if you were about to go to a place where you find yourself in a different time zone, start exercising at those hours of the day that would change your circadian rhythm. Now remember, exercising at 7 a.m. or between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. shifts the circadian rhythm to an earlier time. If you exercise between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m., circadian rhythm is pushed back. And again, I know that this is for people who are already fit. Maybe you want to start getting fit so that you can apply some of this to yourself. May want to check with your doctors. You know that I frequently tell you, hey, anytime you're going to get involved in any kind of fitness program, good to check with your doctors. Now, we've mentioned the fact that this whole thing about circadian rhythm can be very, very troublesome, not only for people who travel into different time zones, but also for people who work night shifts. Now, I know that there are a lot of people who say working nights is no problem for me. But have you ever noticed that very often when people say that, they get to a point where eventually they change their story? Generally speaking, I'm not going to say that everyone is exactly alike all around the world. I'm not going to say that. But generally speaking, our bodies are not built to work, night shifts. And that's why the circadian rhythm can be thrown off for so many people who work the night shift. So let's take a look at what might be done when it comes to dealing with that issue. Night owls, basically, they may be experiencing jet lag on a daily basis. It's just that they're staying in the same time zone. They're not traveling into other time zones. They're staying in the same time zone, the zone where they live and work day after day after day. But forcing their bodies to be up and awake and alert and active at a time that most people's bodies really want to be inactive and resting, asleep. But that said, are you one of those people who go to bed late and wake up equally late? Now, here's the thing. I know some people will say, that's the way I am. That's the way my body is wired. And they're saying that's the way my body is naturally wired, when that may not be the case. For some people, they think that their bodies are naturally wired to be up till 2 in the morning and sleep until 12 and 1 in the afternoon, when in reality, that's just the schedule they put their bodies on, and they've learned to live with that. But then when they begin to train themselves to get to bed at an earlier hour, and then they find that they're able to wake up at an earlier hour as well. Don't get me wrong. I know we talked just a few days ago about findings that indicate that some people's bodies really are wired in such a way that they do better being up late, getting up later. I dig that. But for a lot of people, that's not what's ideal for them. That's just the schedule they made for themselves for one reason or another. Some people can't help it. There may be some medical issues going on that prevent them from getting to sleep at earlier hours. And they have no choice but to deal with the insomnia that the medical condition causes and then sleep when they can, even if that does mean not getting up till 10, 11 o'clock the next morning, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. The medical condition makes that necessary. But what about this whole issue of, well, check this out. Let's look at what happens for some people who go to bed late and wake up equally late. Find out what the deal is.